You're listening to a podcast from 702.
You're with Clement Maniatella.
702.
It's 14 minutes before 11 o'clock. I've given you some of the proverbs that are problematic and demean women. How do we rewrite these proverbs to reflect equality and respect for women? I want you to call in. Maybe there's a Xhosa one. I mean, there's some, you know, Greek proverbs, like a woman who loves and accepts your presence, you kiss her wherever you want. That's a Greek proverb. Those are problematic. Maybe it's a Xhosa, it's a Zulu, any Botswana. Just call me about some of those. And how do we start rewriting those to reflect that respect and equality? Sydney, you calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. Sydney.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, regular listener.
Welcome.
Yes, there is a proverb in Sepedi which says,
What does that mean?
It means that the purpose of a woman is just to work. It's just to work. That's why they say only one maboko. So a woman's purpose is just to work and work hard. And it's so heartening that in the olden days, a woman will carry a baby at the back, carry a bucket of water, for a 20 liter of water on top of the head, and even more so, carry the baggage of a man who will just walk with a stick without helping that poor woman.
And we've got our parents and our great-grandparents that are still using these proverbs and idioms. Hey, Sydney, when you've got problems, they often refer to these.
Exactly the point. I mean, lately, the government bring in the 50-50 equality so that men and women can help each other instead of continuing to oppress our women whom we claim to be loving so much. I mean, where is love when you allow your lovely wife carrying so much baggage and you are just walking empty-handed?
Yeah.
What do we call that love? It is very abusive kind of proverbs, those, and they really need to be changed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sydney in Pretoria, thank you so much for calling us. Someone is calling about the Tswana idiom, Mosadi Tweni Ujiwa Maboho. Oh, that's one that the listener Sydney was calling about there. Your voice notes are coming through on 0727021702. Musadi Tweni Ujiwa Matsoho. That's another one. I think that's a similar one. I think it's just in different languages. Let's go to Monica, who's calling us from Mapetla in Soweto. Monica, good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and your listeners. Yeah, the old proverbs of Maga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm losing you, Monica. I'm losing you. Let me put you back so we can reestablish that line. Mabatu, you are in Midrand. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. It's Matabo.
Matabo. Oh, sorry. Apologies. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to just correct, and I've seen this prevalent on social media and everything. The correct proverb in Northern Sotho is Mahongwana o tshwara thipa ka bogaleng.
Mahongwana.
Not Mosadi o tshwara thipa ka bogaleng. That one has been plagiarized through generations. The original true proverb in Northern Sotho is Mahongwana o tshwara thipa ka bogaleng, which means a mother will kill and do anything to protect their child. And that one I subscribe to, and I'm sure that one a lot of women after killing a child for 9 months will subscribe.
Absolutely,
so
Mabatu. Thank you for that. So where did they start using Mosadu Tshwara Thipa ka Bogaleng? Because even in schools, this one existed.
I don't know where it started. I only started seeing it about 3 years ago on social media. And every time I see it, I correct. But it's so prevalent. I don't know the history of it. Maybe people started feeling that... you know, we are so, for lack of a better word, please, I use it loosely. English is not my first language. We are so oppressed as women in marriages and relationships that you are brainwashed into thinking it is your role to make the relationship work. It's your role to make the marriage work. Mm. That's probably where it came from, where they were trying to manipulate us and say, Mosadi, utwara tipa ka bokgaleng, so you're going to make that marriage work. You're going to put up with him cheating. And you also mentioned a one that I think must fall. That these idioms like... these proverbs like monna ke
selepe wa dimishana,
I mean, or monna ke selepe o rema go se, there's two versions. Monna ke selepe o rema go, those proverbs must fall.
They must fall, mabato.
I'm thinking it's this culture that we're growing up with, where women are being this misogynistic and patriarchal culture, where women are being made to be feel manipulated, that it is for you to put up with.
Yes.
And it ended up saying Mosadi utshwara tipa ka.
Absolutely. Mabato, thank you so much for calling us. Mabato, yeah, that's great contribution there. Because that Mosadi utshwara tipa ka mohaleng, Mabato is explaining that the original version of that is that mengwana, so the mother's child is the one who holds the sharp end of the knives, meaning they will do anything for their child. There's another one as well, that, you know, you libitlala mosadi ke bogadi. So your final resting place is a woman, that's your in-law. So whatever happens there, you're not going anywhere. That's your place, your final place. So if you're being abused, if you're being mistreated, you cannot go anywhere. I want to hear some that you have to fall. A woman's place is in the kitchen. This is Jack in Pretoria reminding us about that. And then Sam in Tembisa says, Clement, there's a stupid Shona saying that a light-skinned woman, if she is not a prostitute, then she's a witch. Disgusting reference to a beautiful light-skinned woman. That's an SMS from Sam in Tembisa. Vusi, you are calling from Midrand. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So I'm not too sure if it's a proverb or even, but they use a statement that we like using. We have a ram shackling, and I think it's more of late the way that it's being used. It's being like redirected to women, especially where they have to keep on pressing, be submissive, handle themselves, and as much as they're being, you know, affected by whatever the situation. So I think we just need to change, you know, the whole idea around that. And unfortunately, it's women imparting that on other women, like abo auntie, abo koko, mothers, encouraging their daughters, you know, to be in that position where I think it's not so great for them. So I think we just need to change that whole mentality.
Yeah, you know? We need to. And it's going to start with us cancelling, you know, some of these proverbs and idioms. Because the thing, Vusi, is that sometimes when we are facing challenges in our marriages, some of the first people we actually consult are our elders, right? You know, these are the uncles, the aunties, the grandparents, our mothers, our fathers. Those are the people we'd often consult. And those people have been indoctrinated with these idioms and proverbs, and they pass on their advice, some of them. And that becomes a problem. Thanks for calling us, Vusi. Jessica, you are in Randfontein. Good morning.
Morning.
Sure.
How are you, Clement?
I'm good, Jessica. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm worried about some of the damage. For example,
meaning? What do they mean? What does that mean?
Men can go anywhere. They can die anywhere. It worries me that men are gone, maybe 80% of them are running helter skelter. Because of this thing,
And often, Jessica, I don't know if you've heard this, but some women, and I've seen it with some I know, who often would go to their grandparents or uncles or aunties and complain that, yeah, my man is coming back home late. And they say, a man is not asked where he comes from. You don't ask a man that question. They often advise women that never, ever ask a man where they come from. That's also problematic. Jack, you're calling from Pretoria. Good morning.
Hello, Clement. Yeah, I'm just saying I follow the discussion, but we seem to be ignoring what the Afrikaans and English languages have to say about women as well.
Yes, well, that's why I want people to call in about the other Afrikaans, the English, Xhosa, any other language.
Let me start with the church. You see, a lot of things are said in the Bible about women and slavery. And the irony is that if you find even with this charismatic sort of illegal churches, if I can use that word, from foreign nationals, I don't know why we still have a lot of women, or mostly women, in those churches, because it defeats the whole purpose, you understand? That we know that this is the source of our prisoners, women. But every Sunday, even during the week these days, we are going there and also making a lot of contributions financially. So, Lugo Bushiri, Joshua, and other people. And it's making this whole country, South Africa, poor, economically speaking. So I agree that let us broaden this discussion and see where it's come from. From all the way with Christianity and the missionaries and all that, there's been oppression, like deliberate oppression of women.
Yeah. A lot of things have been abused and manipulated. Here are your voice notes on 072-702-1702.
Morning, Clement. There's another troublesome one in Setswana that says, Mosadi ke phate walelwa baeng. This one means, if your male friend comes along, you can give him your wife or your girlfriend to sleep with her. There's nothing wrong with that. It's one of those troublesome Setswana idioms. My name is Ben here in Rustenburg. Bye-bye.
That is, that is so rapey. Like, who came up with these? Who came up with these?
Good morning, Clement. Good morning, 702. Here's one in Sesotho. They say, Lifu ke ngwetse ya malapa ohle, which directly translates to death is the bride to every family. And I find that problematic, because when a bride is brought into another family, we are supposed to celebrate, but that's not what we are doing when there's a funeral at home.
Yeah. Nuni, you calling from Midrand. Good morning.
Morning, Clement.
Hey, Tara.
Oh, sharp again, Tina. Kesap. Hey. Ewa na share with the man. Yeah. Monna king kulla la day.
Yeah.
Correct, Clement. The
man is not supposed to be crying.
Why wanna week?
Yeah, no. That's also another problematic work, Nuni. Thanks for raising that, Nuni from Midrand.